We're going to chat technology now, and I'm joined by RNIB's technology officer, Paul Porter. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Barry.
So we're going to talk about a new app today, aren't we? It's the Hive.
It's not a new app. It's been around quite a while, but it's a new product that I've recently got myself at home. To give you a bit of background, Hive is a system by British Gas that enables you to control your hot water and your heating. And they've now extended it to things like smart plugs, lighting, cameras, all sorts of devices. You can control wirelessly, even things like motion sensors and window latches, door latches, etc. So it's a system that we helped British Gas develop in terms of their apps, because it's an app that runs on a smartphone, so an Android phone or an Apple phone. And we did a bit of work with them in 2014. And it's something I've always been thinking about getting, but there's various reasons, technical reasons why I didn't. But I bit the bullet, and on last week I had the system installed. And the system I had previously was digital. You had a sort of complicated programming system where you could set times and schedules and what have you, completely inaccessible. The most you could do really was press a button to turn your heating on or boost it, you know, over the day, but you didn't know what the temperature was, you didn't know what settings you were running, and so really not accessible at all.
So this is connected to your mobile phone, Paul?
Yeah, so it's connected to your heating system with cables, but then it's controlled wirelessly. So I can be sitting in the office, and I can go onto the Hive app, and I can check my temperature. As it happens, I've got two zones in my house. I've got an upstairs zone and a downstairs zone. Most people would probably just have one zone for the whole house. But I can check the temperature. So it might be something like 19.5, and it's got a target temperature. So if it gets to 20, for example, it will come on. I can boost it for an hour. I can check the schedule. I can readjust the schedule, so I can have it coming on, you know, different in the morning, afternoon, the evening, coming on at different days. That's all completely accessible with your smartphone or tablet. So, you know, I haven't found any inaccessible parts of it yet. But the great thing that's fairly new with Hive is that you can now control it using the Amazon Alexa or the Amazon Echo
that's
devices.
Right, yeah.
So I can say to, you know, Alexa, turn upstairs heating to 25 degrees if it's particularly cold. And it'll do that. I can boost the heating. I can find out what the temperature is. I can say, for example, Alexa, what's the downstairs temperature? And it'll come back and say it's 20.1 degrees. So it means my wife, who doesn't use a smartphone, can be sitting at home, and she again can control the heating for herself and the hot water. So, you know, it's a completely accessible, fairly easy to use wireless system. The only thing, Barry, with it, I think, is that, you know, and this is probably just because it's fairly new, you do get a little bit obsessive about the temperature in your house. You think, oh, it's gone up a degree. But the interesting thing for me at the moment is just monitoring the temperature. You know, I might wake up at 2 a.m. and think, oh, I wonder what the temperature is. And you look at it, and it hasn't gone down very much over the last couple of hours since the heating, you know, turned itself off. So it's quite interesting to monitor your temperature. But it's also great to really have that complete control. And for anyone, any listeners who don't know, I don't have any set at all. So I use my smartphone. I use an Android phone. I use an Apple phone, an iPhone, and using VoiceOver with speech. And it's, you know, the app's completely accessible with both those systems.
What about cost, Paul? Obviously, you're saying that certainly to begin with, you're a bit trigger happy and you're constantly checking it, as I'd imagine you would do. I have it as well, and I was exactly the same. Is it supposed to be more cost-effective in the long run?
I think it probably is, because, you know, they do reckon you can save money. Obviously, it depends how big your house is and how much you heat it, you know, and so on. But I think it seems to be very responsive to, you know, slight fluctuations in temperature. So perhaps it's more efficient than, you know, previous temperature sensors. I mean, I've had my heating system for about 10 years. So it is probably more responsive. I mean, for us, I think it's going to save money, because we can turn that off, you know, when we don't want it.
Sure.
We're not just guessing at pressing buttons and hoping it's gone off. So, you know, you've got that complete control over it. So it probably, over the years, will save money. But, you know, obviously that there's an initial cost to set it up and so on.
What is the initial cost, do you know offhand?
Well, it does depend. I think it was $149 plus $99, because we've got a two-zone system. But we do have offers. We've got it for £9 a month, so you don't pay the initial £149. If you've got a friend, you can refer them as well and get a slight discount. So, you know, they've got a website. You can go onto the Hive website and have a look at the different offers. I should also say that there are, you know, other heating systems and home automated systems available,
of course,
as well. But, you know, the Hive, for me, really finding it useful. The novelty is probably wearing off slightly, but it's still really good to be able to monitor your heating and hot water usage.
Are apps a flash in the pan, or is this the future, Paul?
Personally, I think apps are great because, you know, you can do all this stuff on web browsers as well. But apps, I think, they focus the task, you know. So personally, I think apps are great and hope they're here to stay.
One negative. Now, I've had this a little bit longer than you. We got it last summer. We've bought a house, my fiance and I. It's a big old house and they're still working on, so there's some holes in the walls. So we're not going to get a true reflection of our readings at the moment. But the one negative I have, if your phone is not at hand and you're wanting to go to bed, whereas before you would just lean over and turn the light off, now you're going hunting for your phone to turn the phone off. So it's got its good points and bad points.
I suppose that's it. But you could get the Amazon Echo and then control it by voice. Just say, you know, turn living room light off or turn bedroom lamp on or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm one of these people who I've got four Amazon Echoes at the moment. So, you know, pretty
You've
much.
Got four Amazon Echoes? Why have you got four, Paul?
I've got one in the lounge, one in the kitchen, one in the bedroom and one in the conservatory. So no matter where I'm in the house.
Do those all sync up with each other?
They do. So I can control the Hive from wherever I'm in the house. I can find out the temperature and so on. I can access the radio. I can, you know, get it to play music. I can ask it questions. Yeah, so they all sync up to the one account. So it doesn't actually matter which one you use to control whichever devices you've got set up in the house as well.
Now, obviously, you're saying that you're blind and you find it accessible, so you'd encourage blind and partially sighted people to give it a go if they're looking for this kind of app.
Absolutely. You know, if you're a smartphone user, you know how to use Android, you know how to use your iPhone, then, you know, even if you're not, if you've got the Amazon Echo, then you can pretty much do most of it by voice. You would need to set up the schedule, you know, on a smart device. But once you've got that set up, you can control it as you need to by voice. So it pretty much ticks all the boxes in terms of accessibility, in terms of usage. Certainly ticks all the boxes in terms of how useful it is. And for me, it's really changed the way that I can... Well, it's made my heating system, you know, completely accessible, which it wasn't before.
Fantastic. Do you have any details where people can find out any more information?
So if you go to your browser and type in, you know, Hive, or if you go to hivehome.com, I think the website is, you'll get information about how it works, all about the special offers and so on. You don't have to be a British Gas customer to use it. You know, it does work with other systems as well.
Well, that's good. Brilliant, Paul. Thanks very much for that. We'll speak to you again soon. In the meantime, Paul Porter, RNIB's Technology Officer, thank you very much for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
As always, it's a pleasure, and speak to you soon.